Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. On the first day of the owners' meetings here in Orlando, we had a chance to hear from Patriots owner Robert Kraft, and he didn't just talk about the rule proposals that will be discussed here. He also talked a little off-season. Yes, that means free agency. Hear what he had to say about Darrelle Revis, Vince Wilfork, and much more. Here's Robert Kraft in its entirety.
Well, welcome, everyone. Just, you know, an interesting moment. Because we've owned the team 20 years, and I was thinking back, and I believe our first owners' meeting was here 20 years ago. Different hotel, but when they were voting to approve us as owners. So a little emotional coming back, and we've had an interesting couple of decades. So fire away.
I wanted to ask you, speaking of interesting, Vince Wilfork has requested his release. What has the team's response to that request been at this point?
Well, you know, going back over the last 20 years, if I was to think, we've had some pretty special people come through, and he is one of my personal favorites. You know, I'm thinking of Teddy Bruschi and Matt Light and Kevin Falk, and Troy Brown. They made their careers with us, and I surely hope Vince will be with us next year. You know, in modern day athletics, you have in pro sports, it's a business as well as a commitment to one another, and we have to work through it, and I'm still not giving out hope that he'd be part of our team next year.
Have you had a chance to speak to Vince directly about what he plans on doing or how you guys will approach it? I know how close you guys have been.
Yeah, we've been very close and probably going to keep... I'll let Vince speak to whatever he thinks is appropriate. We're probably results-oriented and life is about execution, so either we get it done or we don't. And I very much hope we get it done. And I believe he very much would like to do it as well. And we've been so lucky to have him. So we'll see what happens.
Is this all part of a negotiation? You have to separate the personal from the business sometimes?
Unfortunately, you do. And, you know, for him, he's making some individual decisions. And for us, we have to put a team together of over 50 people. And we have a salary cap. And in the end, it's about both parties feeling that it's a good transaction and it's a win-win. And I think that's what we're both shooting for.
How excited are you about what the team did in the first week of free agency with Revis and Browner, bringing back Julian, Brandon LaFell? How excited are you?
Well, I think just putting my fan hat on, and I'm super excited. You know, We like to think our team got better, but one thing I've learned over 20 years is that winning the offseason isn't what counts. There's a lot of people win the offseason and you get high and, you know, with the different transactions. But the great thing about the NFL is you need a lot of people all playing a role to succeed and get to Jerusalem on the hill where we all want to get in February.
One of the acquisitions was Brandon Browner, who had first an indefinite suspension from the league and then was reduced to a 4-game suspension. You spoke last offseason about auditing the way you guys acquire players and being discerning about it. Have you approached things differently, and did you approach things differently in the context of Brandon Browner in terms of vetting him and making sure that you feel fully comfortable with the off-field stuff?
I think we've done a very good job in how we vetted all people we're looking at. You know, we're human beings and life takes many twists and turns that none of us can fully appreciate, but this wasn't an individual that was violent with women or doing things that I would personally find objectionable. So. And there's always two sides to a story. We're not going to be perfect, but given the information I had and and the transaction that we did, I'm comfortable and actually pretty positive about him joining us. I think, you know, hopefully he and Revis will be a great combination. Not that I'm telling Bill who to start.
How did the Revis thing come about? What was your reaction when they first started mentioning, hey, we could go get Darrell Revis?
Well, one of the things that made me feel good, and to be honest, it's I'm thinking back to owning the team 20 years, and, you know, I thought when we bought the team, I remember how crazy my sweetheart thought I was because it had won 19 games and lost 61, which is less than 25%. In the last two decades, you know, we've won over two-thirds of our games, and I'm proud that we have the best one-loss record. But I thought back to him joining us and thinking of all of this. When we used to cut players in the early years, no one would pick anyone up that we ever cut. They just, you know, now, you know, when we cut players, they get picked up. But more importantly, here's a young man that really had his choice of going to any team he wanted in the NFL. And he came to us. He could have gotten considerable more money going to other teams, but he still came to us. And I think he knows we're committed to winning as an organization. I really believe his priority is trying to win.
Have you had a chance to sit down with any of the new faces, any of the new guys, and what has that experience been like?
Yeah, well, I did have a chance to sit with Revis in Florida, and he's really committed his commitment to training. I know he's gone to Arizona, and he really wants to win. And part of it, you know, sometimes I think young men come into the NFL, and they've come from modest backgrounds financially, and they're able to make a lot of money, and it's a turn-on. I think of myself in business when I started out, you know. But then you realize what's important, and I think he's trying to find a balance of making a very comfortable income, I'd say. But at the same time, he wants to win. There's no doubt in my mind that football is very important to him. He wants to win. And the same is true with everyone else we've signed in the off season. There's a wonderful attitude that's evolved. And, you know, we've been so close. You know, I was thinking, forgive me, but in preparation, knowing we'd have a few people here, you know, in the 20 seasons, we've gone to 9 championship games. That's the game before the Super Bowl. That's almost every other year. So anyone can't doubt that we don't put winning as a priority. And I think for some players who are getting more seasoned and have made a pretty comfortable income, they want to be in the postseason. You know, they want that legacy of being a winning football player and a winning team. And I think there's some nice examples of these young men wanting to come to us. And I take great pride in that.
Robert, I had a question from a league perspective. I'm not sure if you heard, but Mavericks owner Mark Cuban sort of predicted that the NFL was heading towards an implosion in about 10 years relative to, you know, the television contracts and trying to spread the game out on TV. What is your reaction to his remarks?
Well, he's a very intelligent man. I can only speak what I know, and I've been privileged to be chair of the broadcast committee. We have pretty lucrative contracts going for almost another decade. We've doubled our income. It's allowed us to have the labor piece. We just did a Thursday night package. The commissioner and I worked very hard on it. We had every media company work very hard to get a one-year deal. And the main thing they had to do was to promote Thursday night football. And we chose CBS because they're the number one network with the most eyeballs. And that should hopefully allow us to double our ratings on the NFL network. I think it was slightly less than a 5, and we hope to be over 10. And they'll be moving The Big Bang Theory from Thursday night, which is the number one show on TV, to Monday night at 8 o'clock, so they won't go against Monday Night Football again, and move it back after our half-season package with them is over. So I have great respect for Mr. Cuban, but I'm not sure I agree with his conclusion.
He alleges that you're oversaturating, that the NFL is oversaturating with too many games and watering down the product. And
Well, we're pretty proud that every game played in the NFL is on free TV in the home market, you know, and except for our Monday night cable package, every game is on over-the-air TV. And our ratings have gone up dramatically. Just look at the Super Bowl. It was the most watched program in the history of TV. 34 of the 35 top primetime programs in 2013 were NFL games. So if we have a problem, I hope it continues the way it is this past year.
Robert, the moves you made in free agency last week, how much of those were made in mind with the fact that Tom Brady's going to be 37 this year and who knows how much time he has left?
We have the same system and program. There's not one individual. I think sometimes there's a misconception that we're changing our philosophy, and that isn't true. All that happens is opportunities come up in the marketplace, and when they come up, we go for them. Do you want me to tell Brady that you're suggesting he's near the end of his career? Is that what you're suggesting?
He did say he wants to play maybe till 50, so I don't know.
Okay, well, we hope he does, and he stays healthy, and the way he trains and eats, and it's a good lesson for me.
You had a lot of rivalries, whether it's the Steelers, Colts, on down. Now it seems as if Denver and you are in, for lack of a better word, direct competition, an arms race, it's been called. Can you give me an overview as an owner, the excitement of having another?
Yeah, you know, when I bought the team, I was thinking we could never really beat the Dolphins. Don Shula, I mean, for years they beat us, and we were able to transition and do okay against the Dolphins. And then the Broncos, for about 15 years, we couldn't beat them. And then, you know, it looks like we've held our own. But it is a tremendous rivalry. We're happy that they're going to have to come to Foxborough this year. I'm hoping it's in November or December, but we'll see. I guess the schedule will be coming out in a couple of weeks. But it's great, you know, it's great for the game. You know, the rivalry we have with the Jets, it's unbelievable. I see little young children running around here coming up telling me how they feel about the Jets. And I just thought, that's awesome. We're getting them ingrained at a young age.
Players leaving New England and going to Denver. Any thoughts on losing Aqib as well as Brandon?
Well, Aqib was as well as Brandon?
Brandon's
fight. Oh. Well, they were both free agents. And, you know, Aqib and Brandon both did a great job when they were with us. And I personally had affection for both of them. And wish them well, except when they're playing us.
Robert, the Patriots have proposed four rule changes that will be discussed here at these meetings. I'm curious, what would be the hurdles from your perspective on, you know, the 5 feet on each side of the goalposts, the boundary camera, you know, the cameras on the boundaries, those two specifically? What would be the
hurdles?
Well,
the goalposts, I mean, and the cameras, both should happen. It's just a matter of money. And anything that can determine the outcome of the game, I think we should be investing in doing it. And Bill spoke with me about these. And actually, I support all four that he came up with. I think are very good. I don't think the goalposts should be a problem, and I hope and believe that'll pass. The cameras on the goal lines, it's a big commitment for everyone. But once again, we want the outcomes of the game to be without question. And I think his other two suggestions of moving the extra point to the 25-yard line or having any play be able to be reviewed, all intelligent. But we have a lot of football gurus who maybe think differently, but we'll find out tomorrow.
Bob, Commissioner Goodell's made about $75 million in salary over the last couple of years. Do you feel that's justified? And do you feel like what's the job he's doing in relation to the pay?
Well, I think the commissioner has done an outstanding job running the league. It's never been healthier. The next 5 years, I mean, we have labor stability for almost the next decade. Our revenues should go up considerably, like over $20 million a year each of the next 5 years. We've put some things in place with NFL Now, this Thursday night package. I think he's one of the most capable CEOs in America.
In terms of the goalpost, how much of that was spurred on by the Justin Tucker kick in Baltimore the year before last? Was that kind of the reason for the proposal?
Well, I think there were a couple kicks that spurred it on. But that surely was one of them. But it's not, this isn't for the Patriots. This is for the benefit of any team. And, you know, in fairness, maybe it is hard to determine. So as high as we can make the goalposts that's safe in a stadium, I think it's a wise thing.
Robert, one more league question. When a fellow owner hits some hard times, like Mr. Irsay has in Indianapolis, as a fellow owner, what are your thoughts on
that? Jim,
anyone who knows Jim Irsay is a good guy. He's a kind man. He's well-intentioned, and he's in my prayers, and what's happened to him has not changed my opinion of him.
When you look back on your time as an owner, what is the learning curve like for a new owner coming into the league? What are the mistakes? What are the things you knew right off the bat?
You don't know anything when you come in. You might think you do, and I think there's a lot of very accomplished, smart people come into the league, and they get dressed down pretty quickly because this business is a business like no other business, and you have to go through some rough times and a learning curve, I think, to understand what it's like. But in the end, it's like anything else. You have to get the best people you can find around you and delegate to them and, you know, manage them, but let them have autonomy when they're doing well.
How long do you think it took you to get on solid ground where you felt comfortable?
Well, I'll let you judge that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Nice to see you.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.